Showers and thunderstorms are still going to be impacting portions of the U.S. Midwest as we move forward through the next full week to 10 days, but the precipitation will be better timed and not quite so intense over such large portions of the region. The end result should be favorable for crop development. Today's forecast for the Midwest is mostly similar to that of yesterday, but one of the primary differences is that a ridge of high pressure that has been advertised to move across the Midwest in the second week of the two-week outlook has been pushed back to the western United States. What that will do for the Midwest is offer us a couple of opportunities for some cooler air to push through the region periodically and to help support additional opportunities for some scattered showers and thunderstorms. Not big heavy soakings of rain like we've seen in recent past weeks, but timely rain of light intensity when occasionally moderately strong thunderstorms will occur across parts of the region. In general, though, it's a very favorable weather pattern if it ends up verifying. Now, we feel that there's a lot of support for this change. Most of the previous El Nino years of similar intensity to the one we have right now have generated a ridge of high pressure that spends much of the summer over the Rocky Mountain region and sometimes in the High Plains area. And also, we've seen some similar patterns in other analog years, and I think that the confidence level is pretty high that the ridge will end up being further to the west. In the meantime, we will see a little mini ridge of high pressure impacting the Midwest today and tomorrow, and temperatures start heating up across the region. We're not expecting excessive heat in any particular location, although parts of Missouri, Kansas, and Nebraska will see temperatures in the middle and upper 90s occurring periodically, with some extremes possible near 100 in the heart of hard red winter wheat country in the central plains. But that's the only place the temperatures are likely to get out of control. The eastern and central parts of the Midwest will see some extreme highs in the lower 90s this weekend. Maybe a few areas in Illinois might get into a middle 90 degree range, but only near the Missouri border, and most likely that won't happen in very many locations. The temperatures out there this morning are already off to a roaring start in the southwestern Corn Belt, with over 80 degree readings already noted at this hour in Missouri, Kansas, parts of Illinois, and these are the areas that are going to be poised for those warmer temperatures over the next 2 days. The eastern Midwest is expected to warm up as well, but all that moisture that's lying on the ground and in the ground will be fed back to the atmosphere and will likely see the evaporation create very high humidity in those areas, and that will prevent the temperatures from getting anywhere near as warm as they will be in the western parts of the Corn Belt. As we move out into the early part of next week, we do expect to see the heat disappear because we will have a cool front that will push through the region during early to midweek next week. That frontal system will bring an opportunity for some showers and thunderstorms to parts of the Midwest, but we're not expecting again to see too much in the way of hefty amounts of rain. We will be able to see a few strong thunderstorms that will produce some heavy rainfall and some possibility of hail and some damaging wind. And some of these storms will produce more than an inch of rain, but they will not be generalized. Instead, we should see a generality of light to moderate showers and thunderstorms periodically as we move forward through the next week to 10 days. And the precipitation is going to be infrequent enough that we will see drying conditions between the rainfall, so we will see some of these wetter biased areas firming up gradually over time. The bottom line should be quite favorable for most of the corn and soybeans produced in the Midwest. Those areas that have been suffering from excessive moisture, though, will take a while to see the best conditions evolve. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.